Main Street in Moorhead will host the 4th Annual Arts and Eats Festival on Friday, September 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. and then again on Saturday, the 20th from 11 to 4. The family-friendly event will have many different kinds of art, music, and food to experience. That's according to Ashley Gillum, the director of the Rowan County Arts Center.
There's over 35 vendors. It's hard to name them all, but they'll be doing things like tenderloin sandwiches, Philly cheesesteaks, barbecue, and we'll have all kinds of desserts going on for you to purchase.
Gillum says the event takes a group effort and involves more than just the Arts Center. This year, she notes vendors will not have to pay a fee to take part, but instead will use a kind of profit-sharing plan.
All of Main Street is closed, and one side is the eats part, which we have food vendors, and the other side is arts and crafts. And basically how it works is the food vendors, instead of having a vendor fee, they agree to share 50% of the profits they make with the Arts and Eats Festival.
The Arts and Eats Festival will then donate its portion of the proceeds to three different charities: Doves of Gateway, a domestic abuse center; Downtown Moorhead, an organization that promotes the town's central business district; and the Rowan County Arts Center. Gillum believes that an event like Arts and Eats will actually do more to convince local residents to help in these efforts than simply having a donation drive.
It's so easy to have a fundraiser where someone just comes in and writes a check, and you're like, okay, I wrote a check, great. This way, we've created an event that not only are you doing something great, but you're also getting something back. You're getting, arts and crafts and food.
Other than raising money for local charities, Arts and Eats organizers hope to showcase Moorhead's culinary and artistic sides. Many people have already signed up to have booths at the event, but Gillum says there's room for more. Organizers wanted to make Arts and Eats something that attracted a broad range of people from the community, not just those who are artists or cooks.
Well, we have over 35 plus food vendors. And the great thing about this is it's not just downtown businesses doing the food. It's great to be able to promote downtown, but it's also going to be your civic and volunteer organizations.
The community is invited to come out and attend the annual Arts and Eats Festival September 19th and 20th. For MSPR News, I'm Sam Steyert.